Thank you, Madam Chairperson. Uganda is honored to deliver this statement on behalf of the African Group. This statement will cover partly the agenda item on 4B, especially on the statement that the Deputy High Commissioner Kelly delivered, and item 6 on the program budget of 2024. We extend our appreciation to the UNHCR, specifically Deputy High Commissioner, for your very eloquent statement and the in-depth on the document that we discussed at both the informal understanding committee. Chair, Africa's contribution to the causes of concern to the UNHCR is largely in the form of hosting growing numbers of refugees and internally displaced persons. This contribution plays a fundamental role in the protection of humanitarian needs that determine human survival. And therefore, donations outside hosting can only be relevant after the first step is taken by the hosting countries. In the same breath, we thank our partners that remain committed to responding to the appeals of the High Commissioner and bilaterally to member states hosting refugees as well as internally displaced persons by affording timely and predictable donations to save the lives of the persons displaced. We, however, remain concerned with the growing budget deficits amidst the growing humanitarian needs. It's very unfortunate that the number of people who need urgent response from the UNHCR is only growing in the opposite direction from the funds available. With less than 3 months to end the year, we are concerned and afraid that only 30% of the budget has been raised, and the most affected by this funding is unfortunately Africa. The ongoing humanitarian crisis and needs in the Sudan that have unfortunately and painfully not been able to raise the requisite funds to respond to the plight on the ground is of great concern to us. We have witnessed generosity in the wake of crisis in other parts of the continent, and our appeal to our partners is to apply that same generosity to our people in the Sudan. We are all human, irrespective of our race differences. Global focus clearly shows that out of the 14 most underfunded refugee country programs, 9 are in Africa. This is unfortunately a big slap in the face of the hosting continent that's already grappling with socio-economic challenges being worsened by the growing refugee numbers that remain underfunded. This underfunding is unfortunately being worsened by the growing trend of donors contributing earmarked funds that obviously stifles the timely response by the UNHCR to those most in need. Whereas hosting countries continue to host without earmarking on who should enter and settle on their land, the donors unfortunately earmark their funds to determine where, who, and in strong cases, what should benefit from their contribution. From the figures shown in the report so far, of the funds of 31st July 2023, 90% of the voluntary contributions are earmarked. This growing trend by the donors continues to complicate and stifle the tenets of humanitarian response that's intended to be timely and responsive to those most in need. How can this be made possible when the limited funds are earmarked? It's on this premise that we especially thank the donor partners that generously contribute flexibly and earmarked funds, and we appeal to them to continue upwards. Africa counts on you. Chair, thank you so much, Deputy High Commissioner, for your statement, especially in response to the concerns that Africa made in the general debate. And on that, we indeed reiterate our concern that